words, God said, I'm calling you to work. Deuteronomy 28th chapter. He said, if you work diligently, then shall I set you on high. Then shall I set you above every nation. Because you are my people. This is my people. Who are my mother? Who are my brethren? Jesus asked. He said, them in here with me. Them that labor in the word with me. Them that serve the Father with me. You are my mother. You are my brethren. They that serve you. They that pray for me. They that worketh while it's day. Praying at night. Worketh for the Lord. Them shall I set on high. God said, this is the work in ministry. He said, my workers are dying. Even Satan, in the book of Daniel, Daniel said that Satan shall wear out the patience of the saints and think to change times and laws. Think to change times and laws. What God has already put out to his people. 2 Thessalonians begin to say that the son of perdition, who opposes everything that even calls himself as God and walketh in the footsteps of the holy, true and living God, Satan opposes everything the Lord put out. Satan puts out right alongside. But God said, I will not hold you ignorant to the devices of your enemy. Satan's your enemy. The devil is your enemy. That old serpent, that lying spirit is your enemy. That deceitful spirit is your enemy. God said that your foes shall be them of your very own household. Them that are most close to you. Them that are going to be against you. Them that are most close to you. God said, them you can't forsake mother or father. If you love mother or father, brother, sister, cousin, more than you love me, best friend, more than you love me, self, more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. I called you to work for me. God gave you the job for man. He said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. But unto me, I want you to come and work for me. God has a set time. When it's time to work for the Lord, your time is over. My time, thus saith the Lord. He's my Lord and my Savior. I will bless the name of the Lord. The Lord worketh in the mysterious way. God said that his thoughts are not your thoughts, neither his ways and patterns the way you are. As the heavens are from the earth, so his ways from the ways of the people.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
In my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
We look to benevolence, especially at this time of year, when we share in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we yield to benevolence, realizing that we cannot do what he did, but we can do what we can do. Bible says in Psalm 33 to rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lay up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Right now, Lord, we want to thank you for all the little things that we pass right on by. Lord, we all the time thank you for houses and cars and jobs and money. But Lord, the older I get, the more I'm appreciative of the little things. Children doing good, families well, church healthy. Lord, it's the little things that we pass by that we often don't see. Right here and right now, I thank you for the little things. And forgive us, Lord, when we pass by all those little blessings that we don't consider, appreciate, and thank you for. Lord, we thank you right now for this blessing you gave us that we've given back to you. Bless it and use it like only you can. Bless the ones that gave. Bless the ones that wanted to give and didn't have it. Bless even the ones that had it and didn't give. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. I know. Amen. 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 Stand up, shake a hand, and make a friend. Welcome to Mount Calvary. Retrieve your programs. Our reading for this day is entitled Thank you. me back. Oh, I'm calling you, my blessed Savior. Why don't you hear my